KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jack Anderson. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer today. And joining me tonight to discuss their show tomorrow night at Hotel Vegas, it's Austin Group Desert Culture. Guys, can we start with a song? Elva by Desert Culture here on KUTX 98.9. I'm chatting with frontman Daniel Vega. You feeling all right today?
I feel good, yeah.
So quick icebreaker question. It's Desert Culture. What's your favorite Desert Culture? I think mine's Mojave.
Where's Big Bend? West Texas.
There you go. I love it. Local. Good stuff. So you weren't always Desert Culture. There was a group called Basketball Cards. How did Basketball Cards become Desert Culture?
Basketball Cards was a kind of just... Brett and I, one of the guitar players, we wrote a song that was different from the other bands we were in, and we just needed a title for a band, and we both really like basketball. And so that just was an easy kind of fill-in before we actually started to form an actual group, and that needed a proper name.
Okay, so I want to talk briefly about your latest album, They're Not Gone, that came out a few weeks back. But first, I just want to back up a little bit more. You, Daniel, draw a lot of vintage influence. You mentioned Wes Montgomery, The Zombies. Who else do you listen to that you draw influence from?
Nick Waterhouse, which is not old, a new guy. I draw more from, I guess, like ideas of it without digging deep into record bends because I feel like I would subconsciously steal music. And so I can't really get too into it and still try to write original stuff because I will rip people off. And I don't want to do that.
Fair enough. It's Desert Culture here in Studio 1A. So your 7-track EP that came out in 2014, Silver Age, I was listening to that, and then I was listening to the new album, They're Not Gone, that came out at the tail end of April. And I got to say that this new one, They're Not Gone, feels a lot more like a band called Desert Culture. There's a lot, like even the artwork, the track listing, and the sound, it's a lot more rustic, a lot more country. Talk to me about how you kind of made that transition here in the past 3 years.
In the same way that Basketball Cards was just a name for the old stuff, the first Desert Culture record, I didn't have, or not that I didn't have a clear idea, I just wanted to do so much to where I think the EP had a lot of directions, a lot of flavors on it. And for this one, we wanted to just narrow it down and have a more specific vibe that we were going for.
A lot of these tracks and the lyrics are inspired by stories and then from family history, and not only that, but strange events in the 1940s and 50s. Could you explain just in briefly just a couple of those, or just a quick synopsis of a couple of those that inspire some of those lyrics?
Well, some of them are just kind of ghost stories or about unsolved mysteries that resonated with me as they're just a stronger material, kind of interesting material. There's a song on the record called Texarkana about an unsolved mystery in Texarkana that kind of inspired the boogeyman who will get you when you go to Lover's Lane. And so that was just an interesting story that when I heard it, stories like that make me want to write about it, or they're easier to write about.
It's KUTX 98.9. We got Desert Culture and Studio 1A. Their new album is called They're Not Gone. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at Hotel Vegas along with Sour Notes, Crocodile Tears, and Hex Boyfriend. Let's hear another song from the album. What are we going to hear next?
This next song is called Buffalo.
Thank you.
getting really arid here in Studio 1A thanks to Austin group Desert Culture. That's from their new album, They're Not Gone, that came out a couple weeks back. And I'm talking here with bassist and vocalist Daniel Vega. Daniel, that was great. Can I get you to introduce the rest of the members of your group?
On guitar, we have Brett Thorne. On other guitar, we have Grant. And on drums, we have Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor. It's Desert Culture here in Studio 1A. You can check them out tomorrow night at Hotel Vegas along with Sour Notes, Crocodile Tears, and Hex Boyfriend. Their new album's called They're Not Gone. Where can fans find that album if they want to listen to it, download it, buy it?
We're on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp. I think we're on Apple Music, Google Play.
Last FM, maybe.
Everything. Yeah, everything.
All right, great. Desert Culture here in Studio 1A. This is going to wrap up the broadcast portion, but you can check out the entire session along with this additional track that they're about to record on our website, kutx.org. This is KUTX 98.9. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer, and I'm Jack Anderson, KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.